nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
In Jesus' name,
yeah.
Our righteous Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Say hallowed be your name in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Thank you for the cleansing blood. Thank you for the power of the blood. In the blood we are cleansed and perfected and made complete in you and in your presence and in your sight in Jesus' name. Thank you for our daily lives. Thank you because we see your victory. Thank you because we see your hands. Thank you for all things, and above all, thank you today because we are in Christ. Thank you, our Father, for in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Can you put your hands together as you sit down and celebrate the Lord Jesus? Once again, this is a youth with a vision. So we are youths, all of us here. There's no old person here. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are youths, and we are people with vision, and that's why this foundation is being laid. The last time we met, we spoke on, please, who can remind me? What did we speak on? The last time we met here, October. Okay, what was the theme? Understanding what salvation is. And in this second edition now, we are talking about understanding identity, you know, and purpose. So if you take a time, if you look at the timeline, you know, you can see that it's structured and systematic, starting from the basics. Praise the Lord. And so we begin to move up. We are people with a vision and people that God is counting and depending upon. Praise the Lord. There are things that God will not come from heaven to do. So God will only count on men on earth to get it done. In the days of Israel, when his son was in Egypt, and God promised Abraham that he'll be there for 430 years, so he needed somebody. And so God laid hold on Moses. Praise the Lord. So at every time, at every season, and in every generation, there are things that are needed to be done. And it's a privilege that God calls us into those kind of work, whatever kind of work it is. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to be speaking to us about understanding our identity and purpose in the context of, I'm going to use the concept of the seed of God to explain it. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to narrow it down to the seed. Go to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Are we all there? Verse 9. Are we all there? Okay. So I read. He said, whoever has been born of God does not sin. For his seed remains in him. And he cannot sin because he has been born of God. Now, this is the word I want you to just focus on. Whoever has been born, that has been given birth to by God, has God's seed inside of that person. The seed. Praise the Lord. So whoever has been born of God has God's seed within that person. And if you now go to the book of John chapter 1, John 1:12. You see the seed. So now you see, like, as I'm standing, I'm born again, and then I have something inside of me which is called the seed of God. Praise the Lord. The seed. Now, John chapter 1 verse 12. Okay, I'll read from verse 10 to 12 to 13 rather, so that you can get the flow. He was in the world, talking about Jesus when he came to the earth. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. He said, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those that believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but they are born of God. Praise the Lord. So congratulations for those of us that give our life to Christ, and those of us that have done it in the past, same congratulations to you too. He said, we have been born of God, and he said that whoever is born of God has God's seed inside of him. Now, if you look at the mango seed, If you look at the mango seed, the seed of a mango is another mango tree, right? The seed of a mango tree is another mango tree. So if you look at a mango seed is so small, it's so tiny. But within the what is the content of that seed? The content of that seed is a full-blown and grown mango tree. Praise the Lord. And then seed differs. For instance, now, you see, there are so many seeds or maybe grains or plants in that category. If you take the seed of a mango tree from here and you go to South Africa to plant it, will it grow up as a pawpaw? No, right? So that in every seed, you know, the component, the genetic makeup of every seed, you know, differs. Praise the Lord. So, and what the seed needs to do, God, given the right atmosphere, so whether it's in Nigeria, whether it's in South Africa, or whether I take it to the United Kingdom, given the right atmosphere that makes a seed to grow, that seed will grow up to be a mango tree. So when we got born again, the seed of what you become, the seed of who you are, is implanted inside of you. That's where I'm coming to. Praise the Lord. Just like every animals, you know, they have their seed, you know, like the leopard, the lions, even both of them are cat categories. But each of them, their seed differs. And the component of each seed will only produce the image, produce the image and the likeness, you know, of that species of kind of animals. So we are made in God's image and in God's nature, and the seed of God is inside of us. If we allow that seed to grow, that seed will grow. You know, it will blow out God inside of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Did you get my illustration? An analogy. If you let that seed grow, it will blow out God inside of you. Praise the Lord. And in this case now, just like all mango, it's even within the categories of mango tree. You know, there are different types of mango trees. Right? I don't know their names, you know. I'm not, there are people that study those kind of subjects. Within the category of mango trees, I know that there are different types of mangoes I've seen. So now, we're talking about we're having God's seed. Praise the Lord. You know, so you just grow up. Once you allow that seed to develop, as the seed is developing, you yourself, you are developing into your place, into your identity, into your purpose, and into your calling in God, effortlessly. It's not a struggle. The mango tree does not struggle to become a mango tree. It just needs to grow. Praise the Lord. The cashew or the guava, pawpaw, they don't struggle. I want to struggle to become a pawpaw, or I'm struggling to become a... No. They just grow into their place. And that's how God has made it so easy. But as usual, the heart of man complicates everything. Praise the Lord. So that's why I say that whoever is born of God has the seed of God inside of him. So what you ultimately become is inside. God embedded it inside the day you receive Christ. And this born, I'm not talking about biological birth. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about spiritual birth. Once you are born again, you are born again with a seed. Within a context of a seed, you know, that needed to grow. Imagine having a mango seed that did not grow. Is it the fault of the seed? Is it the fault of the seed? The right environment was not created. Praise the Lord. And then what makes a seed to grow? You know, even though all the potentials are there, it does not grow on its own. It has to interact with external elements. Praise the Lord. Like the mango seed that I gave example of. So you can now see that how so many of us don't come into our identity in Christ, into our purpose in Christ. And it looks so difficult, you know, it looks so cumbersome. No, it's easy. I said that the seed has all the potential, but it's not enough. God created every seed to interact with external elements. You now begin to have photosynthesis. You now begin to have the sunlight. You now begin to have water. You now begin to have the soil, you know, planting in the right environment. There are places in this world that a mango seed will never grow. Praise the Lord. If you plant a mango, it will not grow in that place. Apple, so many of us have eaten apple before. Does apple grow in Nigeria? I don't, Abby. Except they recreate the kind of environment that you grow, but I don't know it doesn't grow in Nigeria from my common knowledge. Praise the Lord. Apples don't grow in Nigeria, and that's why it's a bit expensive. So every seed, you know, the soil, the climate, it has a peculiar interaction with some element of life for that thing to grow. And the same way, when you got born again, God implanted that seed, that identity. He said he gave some apostles, he gave some prophets. He gave some evangelists. He gave some teachers. So God implanted it inside. But it now depends on your interaction with external environment. You know, the elements of life. It will now show how you grow. Your interaction, basic interaction with the word of God. The word of life. Your interaction with truth. You know, he said you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. You can be a child of God and in certain areas you are not free. But as you get to know the truth of God in that area, it just liberates you. Praise the Lord. It just liberates you. Can you see? So, and you should now begin to interact with truth. Truth. As you begin to interact with the word of life. Praise the Lord. It now begin to boost. Seed can be boosted. It will now begin to boost the seed that you receive inside. You start boosting it. You start boosting it. Praise the Lord. As you begin to interact with the Holy Spirit, they call it the Spirit of Grace and the Spirit of Supplication. As you now begin to interact with the Holy Spirit, you know, as you begin to interact with the elements of life like a law, faith. He said, without faith, you cannot receive anything from God. Praise the Lord. So, and as you now begin to learn how to interact with faith, you know, and interact in faith, you see, it's good that you start growing. You see, that seed begins to grow. You see, if you look all around us, you see seed growing. Like the mango tree, now you know there's a time it's like this. You know, anybody can mash it. Even a baby can mash it and kill it. Right? You know, so there are graces inside of us. It's so tender. Amen. That was what happened in the parable of the sower. It was so tender, Satan came and stole it when the word was sown. But when it becomes a tree, can a baby mash a tree? The leg will break. Praise the Lord. So long as that seed continues to develop. That seed continues to grow. This is our basic life. Praise the Lord. Yes. Growth. That's how it's not something they'll come and tell you. If God even come and tell you now, you know, you in fact, it will create more trouble than solution for you. So God expects you to grow into the knowledge of who you are. Into the knowledge of who you, your personality, your identity, what you are called to do, and who He has called you to become. You grow into it. And this is even typified in nation. In nature. So I say there's a time the mango tree is like this. It keeps developing. You can see the mango tree is developed to some certain extent, but it does not produce fruits. Because it's not yet matured. You've heard about the fruit of the spirit, that's why I don't see it. So many times you don't see it as we ought to see it. In some, maybe you have carnal Christian, what baby Christian, you know, like that. So at that same level, you exhibit the fruit of the spirit. It comes with maturity. It comes with development as the seed develops. Some of you are called to be music ministers. You just grow. You see, everything about your life, your growth is tailored in that direction. Your spiritual growth. As that seed begins to develop, it's just tailored in that direction. Some of you, those of you that are evangelists, everything you are seeing in God, you know, you are just seeing so winning. Praise the Lord. Everything is just tailored in that direction. Though you are prophet, you are strange. You know, this kind of strong prophetic nature, you know. Yes. There is the prophetic mantle and there is the prophetic nature. Your nature is, everything about you is prophetic. Praise the Lord. You know, so, praise the Lord. You know, this weather now needs to take a lot of water. Praise the Lord. As you thought, even the atmosphere shook water. It shook moisture out of you. You know, if you put a glass, even today, overnight, you know, if you put a glass outside, you see water on top in the morning. Even though it doesn't rain or you don't see water anywhere. So you see the atmosphere is moist. But there also another atmosphere that the water around it will soak it out. Amen. Praise the Lord. So like I was saying. So I say you grow up. You see your growth, can you see, is tailored in who you are called and who you are originally made to be. That's spiritual. Then now come to physical. Let me come to the physical, even physical and biology to look at this truth. When you give birth to a child, maybe my boy will look like, you know, so many times will look like our parents or one person of our parents. Okay, thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. You see, water is one of the things that was not, that the origin of the water is not in the Bible. We met it. Praise the Lord. The origin of water is not in the Bible. Yes, we met water, then God began creating. Right? He said the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the water. Yes, water is one of the strong evidence of God. One of the evidence that proves that God exists. You are looking for big proof. be bigger, prove. Maybe sky will just open. They will be looking at him and they say that they don't still believe in him. Amen. Praise the Lord. So one of the strong evidence, one of the immortal evidence that God left on earth that he exists is water. Everything needs water. Everything. Everything needs water. Even the earth, 70% of the earth is water. Yes. And even our body. They say there are almost 70% of our body weight is water. Is it 70? 75 of our body weight is water. So there is evidence of God everywhere. Praise the Lord. Yeah, the fool says in his heart that there is who? There is no God. Praise the Lord. So like I was saying, in the natural, you know, you see that the baby will just look like you. How you're going to look like. How you're going to look like, the shape you're going to take, your voice, the part, how your voice, every voice differs, everybody's voice differs. Everything, it comes with the process of just growing. You can say, okay, this is the way I want to be talking, and nobody, there are things you don't struggle for in life. All you need to do is to grow. Just give the baby food to be eating, right? A healthy environment, a clean environment. It's got that tiny baby will just begin to grow, just begin to develop. You know, the voice will come. Who teaches a baby how to speak? There is nobody. There are certain things that are not taught in life. As you interact with the elements of life, you pick it up. Even in the place of your identity, purpose and calling, and who you become in God, there are certain things that you will not be taught. Those things are reserved for growth. For growth and for development. Praise the Lord. The voice, before you know, the child will begin to blah, 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 before you start picking it. You start picking it. Before you know, the person begin, even the physical body begin to take shape. And every child differs from the other. Even if they are identical twins, there are this in measure of those that knows them well. If you look at Taye, you know Taye is different from, what's the other name? Kehinde. Yes. If the mother stands and sees Taye, you know that this is Taye, this is Kehinde. But you that are not too familiar with them, you'll be mistaking them. Praise the Lord. So that's how everybody grows. You see, I've emphasized the concept of spiritual growth. If you toy with it, you are toying with your life, you are toying with your destiny, and you can grow into another image. Praise the Lord. You know, it's not like man is not like a mango. A mango will always grow to be a mango tree. If you take a mango tree from Nigeria, take him to the right, take him to United States, it will grow up a mango tree. But that's not how it is with man. If you take a human being to another environment, you can grow up to another image by your interactions with the element of life. In Genesis chapter 1, in Genesis 5 verse 1, the Bible says, in the day that God made man, God made him in his image. After he interacted with the elements of life, after he interacted with the devil, the man turned to another image. He was no longer in the image that God made him. And when he now gave birth, you know, he turned into the image of Satan. After the encounter in Genesis 3, God made man in his image. But after interacting with Satan, he took on the nature, the identity, and took on the seed of the serpent. And that's why the first man he gave birth to was a murderer, because the devil has been a murderer from the beginning. Praise the Lord. So you can see that the seed that God puts inside of us, that's why we need to be careful. You see, then when he gave birth, they say God made him in his image, but when Adam gave birth, he gave birth to people in his own words, image. Before the work of redemption, Jesus came and restored the image of God back. So spiritually too, if you now begin to interact with the wrong, eat the wrong things, and I told you that the plant interacts with the sunlight, the water, the earth, you know, all of those things help the plant, the seed of the mango tree to grow. But then the seed of God that is planted inside of us, I told us interacting with truth, some of the, but if you now begin to eat wrong doctrine, now begin to be careless about some of those things, you know, the Bible says some have even exposed themselves to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. They now stand up and start believing and living and preaching heresy. And they are now made into an image that is not God. Even some are even born again, some of these grace messages, that some of those things you hear, they have taken on another image. Those things are not ordinary. Those things are not just doctrine. Praise the Lord. So that's how it is. That you must be exposed to the proper things. That's why I took you the timeline of this meeting that started with understanding salvation, your identity, and your purpose, standing from the basics. If you don't understand the basics, if you understand the high one, the base, you make shipwreck. You're like a building that does not have foundation. That building will fall. No matter how elegant it is, no matter how magnificent that building is, when the storm comes, when the wind comes, praise the Lord, when the rain descends, that building will collapse. Are we together? Are we together? Yes. Don't forget that scripture we read in 1 John 3, that the seed, can you see it's a seed? The seed remains there. So that seed must be nurtured into growth. It must be nurtured as you sit down to study the word of God. Then not just studying the word of God, applying the word of God to your life. Applying truth to your life. Praise the Lord. So that's one aspect of it. Then the second aspect I want to show us is in Peter. In 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Are we all there? From verse 1 Peter. Okay, sorry. I was looking at chapter 2. Okay. Let me read from 18 to 22. But 18 to 23. But I'll pick verse 22. 18. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Verse 22. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and then abides forever. Now, what I want to bring out in this verse 22 is, he said, you have purified your soul by obeying the truth. He said, having purified your soul, look at what purifies the soul. It's the truth. He said, as you apply the truth of God to your life, it purifies you. The truth. It purifies the soul. Now, a purified soul, the words of a purified soul are purified words. The thoughts of a purified soul are purified thoughts. The actions of a purified soul are purified action. Praise the Lord. The will of a purified soul is a purified will. It is the will of God. You see, because of impurity in the soul so many times, that's why we are not able to lay hold on certain things that God has designed, God has ordained for us to walk in. That's why I don't even walk in the will of God for in certain times. Effortlessly, once the soul is purified, you see, your actions, you will effortlessly begin to walk in God. Your thoughts, you know, you say my thoughts are not your thoughts. You begin to pick up God's thoughts because the soul is purified. It's a pure soul. It's a pure soul. But how do you arrive at that point? You say you have purified your soul by obeying the truth through the Spirit. He said, if your left hand will make you to sin, he said, cut it off. And once it's making you to sin, there are some relationship. You know, Brother was giving a reference. They have to cut off from his friend if he's going to stand in the truth, right? He said, well, when he do that, he's truth. But some of us who not want, who are saying, no, I can't let this person go, this and that. You are holding on to that relationship and you are sinking. He said, just cutting off from that relationship, you have obeyed the truth. Some of you are into a relationship, you know, that is not even godly, you know. Into a relationship, we'll start sleeping together. And you know that this relationship, I need to come out of it. But you are sick. He said, cut it off. That's why he said, if your right hand, it's an analogy he was giving. He said, if your eye, you should gush it out. If some of you cannot handle the internet, you take a break for some time. Yes. There was a generation that did not have the internet. Did they die? No, all of them must have died untimely death. Because the attitude we carry now cannot do without it. If you cannot handle the internet, you take a break for it. He said, if your hand, look at the analogy, you want something that you cannot even do without. He used something very close and personal to give that illustration. So then what happened to what is now Facebook? Facebook that one small boy created, it was even 19 years, I'll be how old? Or even less than 20 years. What one small boy did? You know, you can't do without it. So, can you see? So, I'm using that to give an analogy of obeying the truth. He said, once you take that step, what have you done? You have obeyed the truth. And in obeying the truth, you are purifying your soul. Praise the Lord. Yes. If he talks about, give you maybe instances of, another illustration. He said, obey your parents in the Lord as is pleasing unto God. So those of us who are disobedient to parents. He said, so that you may live long on earth. As you now, though maybe your mother talks anyhow, that might be the cross you have to carry. You are learning to stay under that yoke. And she talks to you anyhow. Your mother talks to you and you reply your mother back. The one that gives birth to you. As you reply, God is angry in heaven. You know? So as she's talking to you, even she talks anyhow, maybe she's not even born again. Or she's born again, she has not dealt with patience or anger. As she's saying anyhow, you are learning to stay under it. You know you have obeyed the truth. You are the person that will have replied. But because of the truth, because of the word of God in your soul, as she's talking, you are learning to keep quiet. You have obeyed the truth. And that in process of doing that, then it does something inside of you. What it does, it purifies your soul. That's the process of washing the soul. It's having purified your soul in obeying the truth. Because keeping quiet while your mother is talking is the truth. Praise the Lord. It's a servant, obey your master in the Lord. He went as far as saying that anybody in the Old Testament, you know, thank God because of grace, is anybody that does not obey his father or his mother, they should bring him out and they should stone that person to death. That's how important it is to God. And then he gave a promise. And that's the only commandment with a promise. He said the only commandment with a promise, those commandments that God gave, one carry the promise. Obey your parents so that you may live long on earth. Sometimes some of us that we see young people just dying anyhow, even when they are even born again sometimes. When they don't obey their biological parents, and some don't obey their spiritual parents. Somebody has one small revelation. Praise the Lord. He has one small revelation. The next thing is going to, you go and finish person, people like Papa Deboe. All those ones, they don't, what do they know? You understand? They're everywhere. He said, obey your fathers, your parents, your fathers and your mothers, even in the faith, even spiritual. Abraham is our father by faith. So there's a lineage by blood, which is by the natural birth, and then there's a lineage by the blood of Christ, which is by faith. Faith joins us together in that lineage. So you must respect those men. Those are their time. If they make their own progress, if they make their own mistake, it's for their time and it's for their season. Everybody will give account to God. God did not call you to be a judge. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He didn't call you to be what? A judge, or ordain you to be a judge. Amen. So these are some of the things I give you. I've used this one to give basic illustration. He said, whatever your hands find to do, do it with the whole of your might. Praise the Lord. Some people go to school, they don't read, they are speaking in tongues. After you have read your own, you've done which you ought to do, you've read. After you have read, you now combine it with spirituality. Amen. Then you now begin to see an explosion. Praise the Lord. So that's how it is. You are doing business, you are not diligent. You are not diligent in that business. He said, whatsoever your hands find to do, say, do it with the whole of your mind. Exert your energy inside. Having exerted that energy inside, then you can now go and meet God. God, I've done my part. Your own part is to put your blessing on it. Praise the Lord. Yes, that a man sleep with a woman that does not automate that there's going to be a child. Right? I have slept with my wife. I've done my own. Then God will turn that seed, what, into a baby. And that's how it happens. He said, draw near and I will do what? You draw near and I will draw near. So as you are coming, I am coming. That's how it is. And that is how we purify. Before you know, your soul is purity. After you have been able to, like those of us, I say that your mother talks anyhow. After 1 month, you are not talking. 6 months, you are learning to calm down. You are so meek. After, you do it for 1 year. After 2 years, in the 3rd year, are you going to change? It has already become your nature. You know, whatever you do consistently become your habit. Right? And it's something you cannot go back again. You see, this is the process of purifying the soul. And when the soul is purified, you see the will of God and the voice of God. I cannot hear God. And me, I cannot all of those. Because of impurity in the soul, the will of God is clear. Yes, it's clear, it's open and it's naked. Things are not hidden in the spirit realm. When John went to the heavens in the book of Revelation, where the thing is hidden, he said, I saw this. Things are not hidden in the spirit realm. The only thing that is hidden is that maybe our eyes that are not seen. Once you can see, these things are open. Your destiny is open. Who you are, who you will become, what you need to do is open. What do I need to do at this particular point? Lord, I need to make a decision. I need to choose. Which one should I choose? There is what we call knowing. The Bible says Jesus knowing in himself. You just look at you and say, you are Peter. But because of impediment in the soul, that's why I see so many voices are there. And I see all those things. Those are its impurities. What can purify them is obeying the truth. He said, you shall know the truth, right? And the truth will set you free. So I've expanded that scripture, you know, by way of, elaborating, or like by way of trying to explain it in another context. Because of impurity in the soul. What did I say? Because of what? Because of impurity in the soul. He said lust is there. He said anger is there. He said covet, greed is there. All of these things are there. So that's why he said, you know, the Bible of the sower. He said he sowed the seed. The seed is there. And the seed is growing. He said, but the tares of the field, right? And so all of those tares, you know, I said the seed is inside of you. And inside of you again is tares. All this thing called lust, anger. You know, evil thoughts. All of those things, the seed, you know, begin to shock. They have a tendency to shock the seed. But it's as you purify yourself from all of those things. You know, you now begin to come into revelation. You now begin to come into light. You now begin to come into understanding. You now begin to come into character. You begin to come into fruit. The fruit will now just begin to flow. You know, as you grow, as the seed grows, as the seed mature, as the seed develop. But if there is impurity there, the seed, it will not come out. How will patience come out in the place where there is anger, where anger is dominant? How will patience flow? Praise the Lord. In the place that pride is predominant. Pride is predominant. Praise the Lord. How will meekness and gentleness come out? It's all of those impurities. It's in obeying the truth. As you study the word of God, you apply it. You know, and when you begin to apply it, you begin to walk into liberty. You begin to walk into the liberty of the sons of God. You begin to be free. He said, men ought to pray and not to faint. You know, you even try first. Even to break the circle of prayerlessness. Me, I cannot pray. Anytime I want to pray, no. You have not obeyed the truth. He said, men ought always to pray. You try, maybe you don't have to pray for 2 hours. Maybe you are not doing anything. Maybe after you do one or two things, you clean your kitchen, everything. You just take 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You just begin to speak in tongues. You just begin to do worship. Call you do your thing again and everything. After another small time again, he said, always. That means you are always engaging prayer. You are always engaging the spirit of prayer. After some time, the spirit of prayer will be given to you. Praise the Lord. It will be what? It will be given to you. After some time, you do it, you know, like that again, you know, and again. You are just, in, you know, I told you that the seed grows, not on its own. It has to interact with the element of life. So as you begin to learn to interact with prayer, you know, worship. We know so much about the purpose, the power of worship. Don't do it. You wake sometimes, you stagger up in the middle of the night, in the dead of the night, and you begin to just worship God. You cannot think of anything, you cannot remember anything, but you can worship. You know, you can worship. You know how I love calling your name. Every day your name is the same. You just do it for 15 minutes, you lay back. Wake up early in the morning again, another 10, 15 minutes, you do it. Before you know, you will carry the spirit of worship. And before you know, things start just breaking forth. Breaking forth. You just hear a knock on the door. Maybe normally you have expected Dio to be coming or this person. You know how they knock on the door, you know that this is a Toyin. This is Toyin by the door. And below and below the door open, Toyin is there. You see, that's how you begin to come into light. Praise the Lord. You just know things supernaturally. You just know it. Praise the Lord. That's one dimension. That's one dimension in God. You just know things. You just know things. It's not as if they'll come and you want to hear God like me. They'll come and whisper to your ear. As you are holding somebody, you are praying for the person, you not mean to whisper to your ear, then you not mean to echo it. You just stand, you just know. You just know. You just know. Praise the Lord. So these are the ways we break, you know, into such kind of operations, in such kind of depth and dimensions in God. So I say some two things and they are interrelated. I talk about growth, interacting with the elements of life, then the seed begins to grow. We read it in 1 John chapter 3 verse 9. We read it in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23. You are born of an incorruptible seed. The seed is there. But it's your responsibility to activate that seed and to boost that seed. Everything you need for that seed to be boosted, God has given it to us. Everything that the mango tree does not have headache. Because everything it needs for life and for godliness has been supplied. In due season, God will bring the rain. The sun will appear. Everything will appear. The mango just keep growing. Everything we need, but you have to do consciously engage those things. Nobody will study your Bible for you. Nobody will pray for you. I can't enter into the mouth of Abbey and begin to use Abbey tongue to pray. Abbey must make up his mind to open up his mouth and pray. So as you just learn it gradually, a little here, a little there, a little here, a little there, then you begin to grow. You start from somewhere. In life, you must start from the bottom. You must start giving godliness from the bottom. Then you now grow in it. The Bible says the shed grew and waxed strong in the spirit. That was Jesus Christ. John the Baptist, they say the shed grew. He grew in wisdom and then grew in stature, both with God and with man. Can you see? But the process of what? Growth. Praise the Lord. So you want to understand who you are, your identity, your calling, then you must grow. I had a boy, my boy is 7 now, he was 7 in October. There was a time he doesn't know my name. He just knows me as daddy. And I'm not forcing him to know my name, no. My needed, he just needed to grow. He just needed to develop. When he develops, he will understand his environment better. But because he's a baby, now he's 7 too, there are things he still does not understand. But he just needed to grow. As he grows, he understands certain things. The same way it is with you in the spirit. The same way it is in the, it does not have no difference. You know, the Bible said the natural thing explains the things of the spirit. Yes. That even the eternal power of God and his Godhead is understood, is explained, and can be understood from nature. So growing into your identity, into your calling, who you are called to be, as the child begins to grow, the boy just needs to keep growing. Keep, you know, growing. Keep growing. Then he now begins to handle some things. There are things he cannot handle now. He will handle it as he begins, as he what? All he needs to continue to grow. Now, I want to ask you a question. If my boy stopped growing, maybe after 7 years, the same way he is now, is the same way he is after 15 years, will I give him my car key? Eh? He is not qualified to ride the car. I'm going to end with this scripture. Galatians 4. Praise the Lord. Are we in Galatians 4? I want all of us to read it together. While I still read it with my mic, please wake your neighbor. We are rounding up already. We just finished from here and we'll now pray. Galatians 4 verse 1. We'll read this. I'll tell us all to stop. Can we go? Now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, does not differ at all from his slave, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. You see, God sent that spirit. They said the Holy Ghost has been given to us so that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. You see, that spirit of his son that God sent into us is to help us to grow into sonship. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost will do so many things, but he will make you to speak in tongues. He will make you to cast out demons. But ultimately, his ultimate work is to make you to grow into sonship. Until we all come in the what? In the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Into what? Into a perfect man. Into the fullness of the stature of Christ. He said before we were born, God gave us a destiny before we were born. And they call it predestination. Praise the Lord. Destiny before you came. And they say we are predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son. The son is a full-grown stature, fullness of the deity. You know, the fullness of God in a human form. So we have been given destiny before we were born. And that destiny, we call it predestination, to be conformed to the image of his son. So when the Holy Ghost comes, his ultimate work, I say you cast out demons, you heal the sick. Praise the Lord. You start mission work. You start meeting like this, youth with vision. Meeting Aole, meeting so many all over the whole nation. But the ultimate work that he says is the spirit of his son is to raise his son inside of you. Praise the Lord. He said, who raise who? To raise a son inside of you. To raise a son. Praise the Lord. So can you see? And that brings us to what I've been saying all this while. The process of what? Spiritual growth. He said, for the time, until the time appointed. That scripture says, the time appointed by the Father. And that time appointed by the Father, for my son, I have an appointed time for him. Maybe when the boy is 18 years, I'll start teaching him how to drive, right? Right? But if after 7 years from now, he still remains a 7-year-old child, I'll still be waiting for the appointed time. Praise the Lord. And if the generation passes and he stops at 14 years, praise the Lord, after 100 years, he refused to grow into 14 years. He has grown from 7 to 14 years, you know, in level of maturity and character. After 100 years, What you're supposed to get at the age of 18, you still not get it. And that is the reason why we don't get certain things that God has packaged and reserved in us for us in heaven. The Bible says we have been blessed with all spiritual blessing. Where? In Christ Jesus. Where are they? In the heavenly places. But this is how you bring it to earthly places. And you grow into them. As you grow, as you become 18 years, I give you my car key, start driving. Praise the Lord. Yes, certain things are bequeathed, certain inheritance are bequeathed to him. Maybe at the age of 21, I begin to give him certain amount of money. When he's 18, I cannot put certain amount of money in his hands. But when he's 21, I say, okay, this money I've kept it over the years for you. You know, over the past 15 years is there. This portion of money, this is your money. And this is what the vision I have for you, then you can take it over from there. I can say, okay, this 15 million here, this 20 million, this 30 million here, now begin to handle it. But I will not give it to him when he's 15 years. And that's why we don't get certain blessings from God. Certain spiritual blessings from God. It's simple. You grow because you will not be able to handle it. Praise the Lord. Can you rise up on your feet and begin to pray? Talk to your father. Can you, you know, appreciate him? Can you make up your... Just tell him to help you. Tell him to help you. He's your father. His name is Help. Oh, I love that name so much. I don't know why you call the Holy Spirit. His name is Help. Help. He said when the helper comes. I love that one so much. Talk to him. Any area you need help, he's the helper. His work is help. His work is help. You want to mature. You want to develop. You want to grow. Grow. Even your body organs. Your body. I understood a boy of 8 years cannot give birth to, cannot produce spermatozoa that will give birth to a child. A lady of anyway, these things are changing this present world now. But let me bring it down to a lady of 5 years. A lady of 5 years cannot give birth. But that same lady that is 5 years becomes 13 years, becomes 15 years. You know, as he's developing, he has the capacity to carry another baby inside. But the baby, he has to grow. That is the order. That is the order of life. You contact it by growing into them. You just grow into it. Even wealth, you grow into wealth. You start at some point, but as you keep moving and you just grow into wealth, you grow into certain kind of skills, certain kind of life knowledge, you grow into them. Wisdom, you grow into it. Thank you, King of Glory, we bless you. We thank you, our Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We thank you. Tell him the specific areas you need help. I said his name is Help. He's the helper. The specific area you are struggling with. Interacting with prayer. Prayer is an interaction. Is an element of life. As you interact with the elements of life, the word of life, truth. As we interact with truth, we are changed and transformed into what we are interacting with. Fasting is an element of life. To interact and to engage it. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, thank you. In the name of Jesus, Kali, in Kari Bushuri Makata, Lingangali Ribushuri Makata. Thank you, Father, Ekakali Ribushuri Makata. In the name of Jesus, Mantantatali Mukutumalakata, Ekalari Bushuri Bubukumalikata, Bantalari Bushuri Makata. In the name of Jesus, I told us seed can be boosted. You just need one seed to have a forest. Just need a seed to have a forest. A seed to produce a mango tree. That mango tree will produce so many fruits. And those fruits will carry multiple seed. Multiple seed. Can you see it's exponential? It's a multiplication. The word God used is multiply. It didn't say add. It's a multiplication. through the principle of seed. I love how somebody put it. He said everybody can count the apple on a tree. He said, but only God can count the apple in the seed, right? He said, a mango tree, an apple tree. Everybody can count the apple on that tree. But one seed, he said, only God can count the apples in the seed. The seed. Can you see the potency of seed? The potency of seed. If you plant a mango tree in your compound, mango, you know, can you, just that seed, can you count the mangoes in that seed? You just plant it to produce one mango. That mango every year will be producing other mango fruits. Each fruit can look at the seed it carry. Just begin to plant them. Over time, the whole Nigeria will be overtaken by what? By mango. It's just the process of time. It's a fire. It's a revival fire. Seed itself is a revival fire. It's a fire. It's a flame that burns and burns and burns and continues to burn and burn endlessly. That's the power of seed. And the Bible says the seed that is planted inside of you is God's own seed. It's not God's own seed. It's God's own nature, God's own image that is planted. Once you allow that seed to grow, it will take over the whole world. Not only the whole world, it has the potency to take over eternity. It will overcome. Just God, look at one man. Just one man. And look at the whole earth. He told one man, he said, dominate. He said, dominate. He said, replenish. He said, take over. He said, populate the whole earth. One man. Because of the potency of the seed. God was speaking to a seed. God was speaking to a seed. That man died and was buried. But God was speaking to the seed inside of that man. He said, replenish the earth. He said, fill up the earth. The potency. God was talking to one seed. One seed. The potency of seed. You have power inside of us. What is inside of you is power. Power. I want to pray for people. Can you take a song of worship? You take it. Just worship. Dio. Where is Dio? Where is Dio? Where are the ministers? Come. Let's take a song of worship. I want to pray. We want to activate. We want to provoke things inside of us. We want to provoke things inside of us. Under this atmosphere, anything you need from God, you receive it. He said, everyone that asks, they do what? They receive. He said, everyone that asks under this atmosphere, you will receive. I want you to start boosting your expectation. By the word of faith that you have had. The word of life. Word of life, what do you need? What do you want? Thank you, Father. Bless you. In Jesus' name. Can you worship? Can you worship Him? In Jesus' name. I pray for every one of you. You will not lose your reward. You will not lose your reward. You will step into vision. This is just the beginning. God is calling you. You step in Jesus' name. Entrance is given unto you. Entrance, every one of you, in Jesus' name. Everywhere you go, you pray for His fragrance. The Spirit of God is upon you. The Holy One is upon you. In the name of Jesus, you will see clearly. You will stand together as one. Yes. I see Him trying to come. I banish you from that course in Jesus' name. That spirit of division, that spirit that separates brother from brother, that separate brother from sister and sister from brother, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 133 will be reality in your midst. Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. He said, there the Lord commands His blessing, you will stand as one. In the name of Jesus, even when you are physically not together, you will stand as one. And then the blessing and the anointing will flow. It will continue to flow in Jesus' name. I provoke unusual supply.
Amen.
Unusual supply of resources.
Amen.
Unusual supply of resources in
Amen.
Jesus' name. You will need to do all that you needed to do, you will meet it.
Amen.
Because it's not you, it's God that will bring it forth.
Amen.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared to take the vision higher. Understanding that the Lord Himself is the supply. When the Lord speaks to you, don't calculate. Don't calculate in monetary terms. Only calculate in the spirit. Don't calculate in the natural, because you cannot calculate God. His resources are boundless. His resources are eternal. As the Lord speaks to you, just obey. All you need to do is to take the first step, the step of obedience. Thank you, Father. This vision will go from faith to faith. It will go from life to life in Jesus' name. You see, I see you holding this, for this is how I say, I stood there and I saw it in the spirit. You say contact five Aule for Aule. You hold this meeting in Obaile, you hold it in Ijapo. You hold it in Okejebu, contact five. In the name of Jesus, and so shall it be in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father. For in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please can you put your hands together for the Lord? You have done so much. Go home and rejoice. Go home and celebrate. Hold it like a baby inside. In Jesus' name.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Ask Him tonight to put a nation on your heart.